Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, continuing with your phone calls and some very important police state news in the next 30 minutes. The Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. Let's talk to Jeff in Virginia. Jeff, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today? Just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you do. And I just want you to know that there's so many people that are behind you right now. This call is in relation to the TSA, and I was wondering if I could ask your help or somebody's help that's listening right now. I asked the ACLU to help me, but they declined to help me on this. But basically, I sent a Freedom of Information Act request on September 30th, 2010, and I wanted to read to you, if you would allow me, what the letter they sent back to me. They only sent one letter back to me, if that's okay, sir.
Well, they tell you you're a pathetic slave and they don't follow federal law and don't have to tell you what they're up to?
They said, this acknowledges receipt of your September 30th, 2010 Freedom of Information Act request to the TSA. For all records pertaining to how many millirems of radiation exposure that the TSA workers are being exposed to every day from TSA naked body scanners. Also, all records that TSA have pertaining to how many millirems of radiation exposure that every passenger is being exposed to every time that person flies are being subject to this technology. Your request was received on October 13, 2010. Now, well, it's been 9 months, and I've only received one letter back. And it says, we are encountering delays, cites a bunch of laws, and then starts going into how they're going to charge me for records in accordance with the DHS FOIA regulations, and that they're going to charge me hourly rates and this and that, and it's basically just a bunch.
Yeah, they're not supposed to do that, and what they'll do is they'll try to give you every document they ever printed and send you a $1 million bill, and that's been challenged in court. The ACLU in Michigan a few weeks ago put in a request to get the documents on police randomly pulling people over, grabbing their cell phones, plugging them in, and stealing the content of their phone. And they tried to give the ACLU a $1 million bill. And it just shows how this government is trying to operate in secret. They wouldn't tell Congress for over a year the digital numbers on radiation from the scanners. And then when they were forced to, they released fake numbers and have now been caught. It is a group of lawless criminals who are power grabbing right now. But we need to get Bob Barr's group, Liberty Guard, back on for a 10-minute update or something. I think get Bob Barr himself on. Because they were going to file a lawsuit if they didn't release the stuff. So we'll continue to look into that, Jeff. I'm glad you called. Yeah, all of us need to be, looking into this. But we already know from the scanners, even the New York Times 2 years ago had top scientists 20 to 50 times the level they claim of radiation. So we already know it's frying people, especially the moron TSA. Dave in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First time caller, long time listener. And you woke me up. I'm also a Christian, retired Air Force member. I went to church as a kid. I studied prophecy, and that led me to have an understanding about this new world order and how it's going to affect our lives. And I've taken a lot of heat because of it. And because of you, you're waking other people up, and they're saying, hey, Dave, this makes a lot of sense. So what I do is I tie the prophecy from the Bible and you're, what's happening.
Yeah, that's right, because I don't push the Bible and push revelations, but lay out what's happening. That, we've confirmed, leads a lot of people to wake up to the larger issues, that this is a spiritual battle, and the globalists are being basically directed by this prime evil. There's no doubt about it, and the globalists themselves understand that and say that in their more internal writings. I'm going to hold you over, Dave, and finish up your point. And they're using this whole pre-tribulation rapture as a way to get everybody to stand down. Then for secular people, they have the 2012 mumbo-jumbo. Folks that wouldn't believe in Christianity believe a twisted Mayan prophecy. And I don't do nothing. World's going to end in 2012 anyways. Right as the globalists try to finish their takeover in 2012. They want us to stand down.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're opening the phones up right now. And if you just joined us, coming up in about 25 minutes, Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be live on air with us. The author of Where's the Birth Certificate that the White House had to respond to a month ago with Obama's press conference. They've now had hit pieces come out in Esquire saying that World Net Daily had said the book was a lie and was recalling it for the full retail price of the book, which is economic warfare. Not only is that a lie, but they sell the book for 50-60% off to the bookstore, so if it was full retail price, it wouldn't just be the cost of the book, it would be the full retail designed to bankrupt them. And then it also creates the rumor and the idea that, oh, even the publisher admits it's a fraud, and they're recalling it from the stores. Then people go back to the stores saying, you notice they waited till the book was out 3 days to do this. Hey, I want my money back. So then the booksellers freak out and say, well, that's it. We're pulling these off the shelves. This was serious economic warfare. Why is the White House so scared using their surrogate of Esquire to do this? The White House also says it's going to be part of their campaign that Obama's Made in America with T-shirts and coffee cups. That's all coming up. Now, separate from that, they have Christian Radio Network and others in the last year saying the rapture will happen today on the other side of the planet, tomorrow here in North America and Western Europe. And when it doesn't happen, it'll just be further cannon fodder to discredit Christians. It is a 150-year-old dogma that there's going to be a pre-tribulation rapture. In Revelations, it says when Christ returns and whips the devil at the Battle of Armageddon and the archangel ties up the devil with a big chain and all that, that then the dead in Christ will be raised up. Okay? It, clearly, a five-year-old could read it. It says that. I read the Bible verse earlier where it says, no man, not even the angels, not even the Son, only the Father knows when Christ will return. That's Matthew 24:36, King James Version, and every other version says the same thing. And these people don't care. And they did it in 87, 94, the same people. They're doing it again. And I'm tired of it. But you notice all the Hollywood movies about the world ending in December of next year. All the New Agers pushing it. This is a simple psychological warfare tactic to teach people that resisting and being involved is futile, that you don't control any of your destiny, that you can't do anything, just lay down and take it. It's over. They have all these best-selling books out about the end of history and the end of man and the world without man. And I'm at the grocery store and see end caps with magazines and audio books from the secular view that mankind's all about to die. And I see no evidence of this anywhere but by the globalists gearing up underground bunkers, seed vaults, and saying themselves, once the planetary regime is in place, they're going to release airborne super plagues, a human version of mousepox that kills 99% of humans. And, of course, they'll have the antidote. Now, that's a real group running the planet, setting up world government, waging war, setting up police state, saying that out in the future, they're gonna, once they've got their world government in place, they plan to kill us. Now, that's a real group saying this, and I've made films on it. I've had countless guests. We've got a special hour-plus documentary coming out just on White House documents dealing with this. I don't even know what to say. That's a special web documentary for PrisonPlanet.tv coming out next week. I haven't even decided on the exact title yet. I mean, right now, the trailer for it is Webster Tarpley. I said I'd go to your calls. I better go to him right now. But since I mentioned it, let me just give you the trailer name, see if I can find it. I can't keep track of all this stuff anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the trailer's up on PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to see it. But I live in the real world. That's why we've accurately predicted so much of what's happened. Here, I'll find the Tarpley here in a minute. There it is. And if you scroll up the top, I can see the headline. Thank you. A trailer, Webster Tarpley and the Elite's Plan for Global Extermination. And this isn't conspiracy theories. It isn't fantasies. It is the official policy of every Western government's science czar and leader and officially taught in every major establishment university in the psychology department, biology department, politics, political science, it's standard. All right, I'm going to shut up. Going back to your calls here, finishing up your points, Jeff, about this attempted mainlining that the world is going to end, so why stand up against corruption?
Alex, this is Dave.
Okay, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I really feel your pain and frustration because of the government's acceleration and blatant lying to us. But we, as good people or Americans, have to know that this is a battle of good and evil. And Christians should not fear evil because it's already been defeated. Have faith in his word and not the world. And we will prevail.
I agree with you, and I appreciate your call, Dave. Sorry I got the calls out of order here. My issue is most churches, Christian, Catholic, you name it, I scan around on the dial, I listen to the religious channels on XM, it's the same thing. End of the world's come and lay down. End of the world's come and lay down. And so people just have this, I'm already dead, why should I? Okay, let the TSA stick their hands down my pants. Let the foreign bank steal everything. Okay, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy to be losers, and it's not in the Bible. And for all you secular people who don't believe in the Bible, why do you believe in a Mayan prophecy that isn't even what the Mayans said? See, they've tailored this for every audience. Let's go to JP in Maryland. JP, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'm one of the founders of the Annapolis Tea Party, and I'm a friend with Joe C. Husen. And I have a couple questions. How do we get Ron Paul supporters out there knocking on doors? That's one big thing I see that really needs to be done to get him elected, is it has to be a real grassroots, local knocking on doors, getting the information out there. The other question I have is how Romney raised all his money in that one day. Now, I'm a former Mormon, and at the Mormon church or the ward that you were in, the head of the ward would kind of tell you when he got up to the pulpit who you were going to vote for and who to donate for. And I wonder if there's any prepaid Mormon churches or wards that prepaid for his campaign.
I don't know. All I know is Mitt Romney wrote the health care plan in Massachusetts that is now federal law. Newt Gingrich is a carbon tax world government lover. Of course, Republicans then love him. Mitt Romney is super bad news. And just like Obama got four times the money that John McCain got, it's not that John McCain was good either. It's that Obama was the man. And you see the establishment early on getting behind Romney, and that's all you need to know. A lot of that was big corporate donations. So I really appreciate your call, JP, on the issue of Ron Paul. Ron Paul wins either way. He's running. He's going to educate people about real issues, talk about the Federal Reserve, talk about the real ruling class in this country, talk about crony capitalism versus true free market. He's getting a lot more attention now than he got 3 years ago, and we need to get behind him. But as he will tell you, he's only one salvo in the fight. There's the state rights movement, nullification. We've got to fight at every level and every strata. And so people need to get out there and start knocking on doors. I mean, you've got Rush, the big rock band. I was driving down the road this morning, dialing through, and I heard him talk a song talking about the New World Order and deception and control. And then I got into the office and checked it. And sure enough, it's like a pro Ron Paul song. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, there's a top hip hop star. It was issue of an interview. I mean, top guy, hip hop Hall of Fame. We're about to get him on the show. I just gave an interview to Luke Radowski. What's his name again? Prodigy. Everybody knows who he is. I don't. But the point is, fan of this show, fan of Ron Paul, we're told, just did an interview with Luke Radowski. We're going to be getting him on. I mean, it's just, it's massive, and it's about an idea. Ron Paul is just a focal point of that. Let's go ahead and talk to Paula in California. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, how are you? Well, first off, it's an honor to be speaking with you. I'm from Chile, South America, where my parents lived the dictatorship initiated and provoked by Kissinger's Black Mountain Project. And I just want to say that from what I've learned and seen, it's not much different from the things that are happening in this country. You know, the invasion of privacy, it doesn't take much to put the pieces together, and people need to wake up and
realize. Well, it's like with Hitler. It's like with Hitler. It took him a good 7 years to really get the tyranny rolling. And it's the same thing here, but now at a certain point, the pot goes from simmer to boil. The water's starting to boil.
Well, exactly. And the signs are there, like right in front of your face. And if, you know, if you see them, you have to do something about it. But people here in this country are so quiet and they remain distracted. And, you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but it's frustrating because I'm 23 years old and I talk to people with my age, but they don't realize what's going on. Here in California, the immigration checkpoints are getting harder every day. You know, they're opening trunks and hoods and looking into your stuff. And, you know,
and by the way, they're doing it 50, 60 miles into the country. They're, you know, they're leaving the real areas wide open, but then, yes, using the immigration checkpoint excuse to go after people that are in this country legally.
Yeah, and, you know, there are, like, small things. The past Saturday, the U.S. Postal Service did this huge collection of perishable foods, you know, and you just have to be prepared for anything, and people don't do that.
So your family was down there where Pinochet was at in Chile then, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, boy, he killed a lot of people, and our government help finance that whole thing. Paula, great to hear from you. Stan, Jeremiah, Richard, and others, your calls coming up. Stay with us.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Well, this just in, Macho Man Randy Savage had a heart attack in Florida on the highway and crashed his car over an embankment and died from injuries from that. But I guess these fake Christian cults probably say it's the rapture happening or something. Again, if you want to know who started the whole rapture movement, it was Masonic preachers, and I ought to do a whole show on this, back in the 1850s. There were a couple of them. Let's go ahead and play a Mason going into a hospital, stopped by someone asking if he truly worships Lucifer and what he had to say. Here is the clip.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, is he the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the Internet.
Oh,
amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're
about
confirming
those hospitals?
You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually.
No, I really am.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. The point is, he thinks Lucifer is basically Jesus, or two sides of the same coin. And I just want Masons to be honest about it, because I've read the Albert Pike book. I've read the Morals and Dogma. I've read the other big ones that they say are their Bibles. And Lucifer's God, according to the high-level Masons. So low-level Masons should know this. Let's just be honest about it. Let's go to Patrick in England. Patrick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Alex. I've been listening to you for a while. I know you've got lots of callers, so I'll be very brief.
Well, you're making your last phone call. The world's ending tomorrow.
Oh, well, yes. Well, I can tell you, I'm born again. I'm baptized, filled with the Spirit, speaking in tongues. Yes, by the way, I'll just tell you quickly what they do. They invented that doctrine by twisting Daniel's 70 weeks by detaching the 70th week off the 69th. And basically, the 7 years, of which 3.5, are days of years. That's 1,260 years already fulfilled in prophecy, whereas the papacy persecuted the saints, basically. And the mark of the beast, the mark in the hand, that's just symbolic how the system would enslave members of the intelligentsia, you know, the mark on the head, the one on the hand would be the manual laborer. It's already been fulfilled. No one knows that there they are. But look, I want to quickly tell you, I've got an interesting book here in front of me. Roy Lipsey, Understanding the New World Order, World Government, and World Religion, Uncovering the New World Order of George Bush. It was written 20 years ago in 1989. 1989 it was written. Therefore, it cannot tell anything that's going to happen after that. It can't, you know. Basically, I just got cast iron proof here how the Bilderberg Group deliberately sets foreign policy. Because when the establishment gets challenged enough, it starts having to come out and starts having to admit it. You're right. There is Bilderberg. Yeah, but it's just a meeting, just a, you know, a peer group. We just discuss problems. But back in 1989, they met off the coast of Spain, and I've got it features highlights on the spotlight. Now, you probably can't get the spotlight very easy. Back in 1989, cast iron, it says here, sources inside the Secret Society of International Financiers and Political Leaders said their clandestine meeting this year emphasized the need to bring down Mrs. Thatcher because of her refusal to yield.
Yeah, no, that's Jim Tucker. The spotlight is now American Free Press. And, yes, he did predict almost a year before she had to step down that they would force her out, and the fall of the Berlin Wall, and that Bush would endorse global warming and everything else, because it is a meeting of the superclass and the people that really do, to a great extent, control the world. They're just attempting to fully control it right now. So I hear what you're saying. Anything else, Patrick?
But that's proof that the Bilderberg Group sets foreign policy, because I'm well aware here in London of the article that came out a few months ago in The Economist, when they had to start admitting it. Yes, it exists, but we're not really in control. Yeah, we just discussed this. But obviously, there's obviously an inner core that actually set deliberate foreign policy.
I appreciate your call. They had the Financial Times of London 2 years ago come out with one of their main editors, their international affairs editor, and now for world government. You just type in, and now for world government, FT, Financial Times. And he said, well, yes, we are authoritarian. It has been secret because you're too stupid to enjoy it. And we do need an authoritarian world government. And since then, they've had all these big environmental leaders call for green fascism. They call it that. And they say, we're going to control every facet of your life for the earth. And that's just their cover story. Absolutely. I mean, it's world government is now being openly announced. It's already been in place for a long time.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, Dr. Jerome Corsi, during the break when I got him online here to be a guest, dropped a big bombshell on me. He has got it narrowed down to even who is needs to be looked at concerning this birth certificate. Now, this is obviously bombshell stuff. We've got Bob Chapman coming up. Doc could even do an hour with us, but I don't want to keep short shrifting Bob Chapman. But I definitely want to get Dr. Corsi back up next week as well. But for those that just joined us, in the last 3 years, I've looked at the birth certificate thing. I found it curious that they spent over $2 million now blocking the release of the long form. They had Chris Matthews and others with talking points say there is no long form. It doesn't exist, that the receipt was the long form. Then responding to Dr. Corsi's book a month ago, ahead of its publication, Where is the Birth Certificate, that I have here in my hot little hand. Obama comes out, obviously, with a press conference. We have a new video out breaking this down. Bombshell, new birth certificate, a forgery. That's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and up on the Alex Jones channel. And it basically encapsulates the latest developments. But now I'm getting even more sure that they're running scared and that the research of Dr. Corsi and others is spot on. Now Dr. Corsi's been to Kenya. He's traveled all over Hawaii, you name it, really trying to get to the bottom of this. And just a year ago or 6 months ago, he wasn't sure. He just said clearly there's evidence of a cover-up, so we need to look at it. But now he's coming out and saying that he's sure it's a composite of other real birth certificates, that he and now is getting hot on the trail of who he believes may know something about where this newest birth certificate came from. We have the headline from yesterday, birther bombshell Corsi to release evidence proving Obama certificate a fraud composite. But then 2 days ago, we see Esquire come out and run a headline breaking in their politics section, not their humor section, Jerome Corsi's birther book pulled from shelves. Now, that's obviously done to create the perception it's discredited by the publisher. That so people have runs on the bookstores and say, I want my money back. So they get scared and pull the book. It is extreme economic espionage. Then 5-6 hours after it's published, they come out at the bottom and bury in a paragraph, this was satire, when clearly it was put out to damage them. And WorldNet Daily Books, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Joseph Farah. This shows desperate concern by the White House and their surrogate, known surrogate Esquire. The same day, the White House said they're going to run on the birth certificate with coffee cups and T-shirts with a slogan, Made in America, with Barack Obama on it, with a copy of the new fake birth certificate. Now, we've looked at it. We're going to go over why it's fake, how it's a composite, you know, the total proof, and more, and the fact that they blinked, Dr. Corsi and others, smoked them out of their holes, and the president blinked. Dr. Corsi, this gets crazier and crazier by the minute. Thank you for joining us.
Well, great to be with you, Alex. And I've never in my life seen the White House attack, attempt to suppress or censor a book as strong as mine. I mean, now the Democratic National Party and the President's Reelection Committee are sending out this letter soliciting funds. They mention me by name in the first sentence and vilify the book. They even sent the letter to me, addressing me to give them funds. Of course, they sent them some money and got a mug. I mean, it's ridiculous. This type of attempt to suppress a book is counter to the First Amendment, and what it shows is that the information in this book, I've said this from the beginning, the White House, the Obama administration, they will not survive if the American people read what's in this book and understand it.
Well, you're absolutely right. Where do you want to start? Let's start with a recap of the old birth certificate they claimed was the original and no other long form existed. Then they flip-flop there. Now we've proof that this new one is a joke-level fraud.
Joke-level fraud. And, you know, I want to make 2 points, Alex. First of all, if this new long-form birth certificate existed, why wasn't it released 3 years ago? Why didn't we have this instead of the short-form certificate of live birth? And, Alex, I got a call about 3 weeks before it was released from one of my sources in Hawaii, and I was told that the new long-form birth certificate had been forged. It had been slipped into the logbook. We actually had somebody go into the logbook and read it to us. I knew it said Capilani. I knew it said Dr. Sinclair. And I documented all that with Joseph Farah in an email. And I said, we better get out front and say that it's likely to be a forgery. But we all decided, hey, this is great. If the book smokes out Obama and, you know, they blink, they feel fear, they have to respond to try to destroy the book. Now we've got Barack Obama personally committed, coming to the press room saying, this is my birth certificate.
This is like Nixon coming out and lying in the press conference and saying that he wasn't involved in the break-in.
Precisely. Yeah. And now the White House is committed to this document. They can't say, oh, no, we meant the other birth certificate. If this document proves to be falsified, the Obama administration of necessity comes to an end, because they tried to preserve the administration with a criminal fraud.
All right, let me stop you for a moment. You mentioned the fact that why didn't they bring this out 3 years ago and say that no long form existed? Why did Abercrombie get into office, the new governor of Hawaii, and say, I'm going to go down there and release it, and then tell two newspapers, as you reported, but mainline papers there in Hawaii, that I looked for it and couldn't find it. This is, quote, going to be a problem in the upcoming election. And then magically, it does pop up, and you've got moles inside of there because you've already been there snooping around that told you, hey, guess what, Dr. Corsi, it looks like I Dream of Jeannie, you know, made it appear in there.
Well, and, you know, I think the falsification occurred between the time when Abercrombie could not find any evidence of a long-form birth certificate, and we had that Michael Evans come out and say so, the celebrity reporter from Hollywood, saying he talked to Abercrombie and Abercrombie could not find the long form. That's when the forgers started to work seriously, knowing my book was coming out. And by the way, Donald Trump, I discount. I'm completely convinced at this point Donald Trump was subterfuged, that he, you know, I talked, he called me two or three times, got me to give him a copy of the book in advance. I'm convinced Donald Trump was, you know, through Mike Cohen, it seems to be 50-50 working with Obama. They were close to Schumer. So Donald Trump says, let's beat the drums big, then you release the birth certificate. I'll say satisfies me. The press will go to sleep, and I'll get my new $60 million contract. Thank
well,
you
I'll tell you the dead ringer. He'll get his new $60 million NBC contract.
Which is GE.
Which is GE, which got bailout money and Rachel Maddow and all of them. But expanding, here's the dead ringer. The 2 days after he's, quote, discredited by Obama, he goes into a cussing tirade. He's a very shrewd guy meant to further plunge him in the numbers and to further discredit.
Right. And by the way, I'm going to watch very carefully and see if Donald Trump pops up to build the casinos in Chicago. Now that Rahm Emanuel's there, another tall building in Chicago, I'll be there investigating the connections with the White House and what deals, wink, wink, went back how far. I don't trust it at all.
You don't trust a guy that owns a bunch of casinos? Everybody knows those are the good guys.
Look, I also want to show you, have you focused on the stamp of the Alvin Onaka stamp? I want just a quick, simple way to show people how comical this fraud is. You know, I showed that the stamp, state registrar stamp, has a misspelling in it. Instead of the record, it's TXE record. Now, nobody uses a stamp with a misspelling in it. And then if you blow up to about 800% and look at the signature, Alvin T. Onaka, in the A, there is a smiley face. Now, I assure you, I've looked, Alex, at hundreds of Alvin Onaka signatures and 100 stamps. None of them have a misspelling, TXE, and none of them have a smiley face in the A.
But, sir, that's my next point. Is that they took it and put it on this green paper. The AP's put out two different versions that don't have the green hash paper. You've got you know, the situation where it's clearly a computer copying a typewriter, but we already knew that and said that 3 weeks ago in our video with 700,000 views on YouTube, because you can blow up the pixelation of the typewriter print and the pixelation of the same letters is identical. That's impossible with a typewriter because every new strike is like a snowflake or a fingerprint, because it's how hard you hit the key, how it strikes the ribbon, the position of the paper. There's little, when it's blown up, microscopic ink blobs around it. You can't have identical same letters. That is only done by a computer that's designed to have fonts that look like typewriters.
Well, and, you know, the administration will not show the original. 1961, there weren't any computers. Where is the original paper birth certificate, if it exists, submitted to forensic analysis? I was in Hawaii last week. I went to see it. No one in the Hawaii Department of Health would talk to me. I went over to Kapi'olani Hospital. I said, okay, if Ann Dunham was here, I'd like to see the patient records for Ann Dunham. I've known for years they don't exist. Ann Dunham was never a patient of that hospital. Hospital threatened if I didn't vacate the premises, they would call the police. Now, if I were administrator of that hospital, I'd have a little shrine in the front celebrating that this was the birth hospital of the president, instead of continuing the cover-up by refusing to answer any questions or providing to the public the corroborating evidence that Ann Dunham had been in that hospital to give birth to Barack Obama.
Let's look at the computer manipulation of the text. You had an article at WorldNet Daily about that.
Yes, well, when you take a look at the text of this thing and you blow it up, first of all, I mean, you can even start with the number on the upper right, the 10641, which, by the way, is an out-of-sequence number and impossible. What you blow it up and look at it, the one is clearly a JPEG, a photograph dropped in there, and the pixelization around the one shows the attempt to not repair it very well. So it's still obvious whoever did that did not understand how to repixelate, and it's clear that the one is a JPEG and the rest of the number is not. Now, 10641 is impossible to be Barack Obama's birth certificate number. Obama was registered on August 8th, and that when he was registered on August 8th, the number was stamped with an old one of the increment by number counters, 10641. The Nordyk twins were born a day later in the hospital, August 5th. They were registered 3 days later, August 11th, and they were given numbers 10637 and 10638. It's impossible because that counter does not reverse, and 3 days earlier registered, Obama would have had to have a lower number, maybe by 20, from the Nordyk twins. So the number itself, going back to the short form, they miscalculated. They got the wrong number. They were stuck with that number. So the number is also wrong in the long form birth certificate.
And then there's not the proper stamp that all the others have. I mean, there's 50.
No seal.
No seal. Here's the $64 million question. Why did they put out such a clearly shoddy version? Not just the layers, because you do have some layering in these different computer programs like Illustrator, but what the computer then witnesses is the computer sees the 6, 7, 8, 9 different layers. It sees the manipulation and then automatically sorts it. The biggest issue here, and what all the Photoshop people in my office and outside groups have pointed out, is that normally with a scan you would have one gradient of pixelation. Instead,
correct,
it is a cornucopia of different areas with high res over low res. I mean, I don't believe that they could be this shoddy is what I'm saying.
Well, I think, you know, Alex, if you're the president, you want to forge your birth certificate, you can't put out a request for proposal and get the best guy in the country to come do the job. They were stuck with the guys who were close to them. And I'm pretty well on the trail of linking the characteristics of this document to someone who's going to have a lot of explaining to do. And I think when you see what I'm about to point out next week, we're hot on the trail of somebody who may have had a hand in this.
Now, Dr. Corsi, let me just stop you there, because you offered during the break, you said, I think I may break who this person is on your show. And I was like, first tell us some of the proof and take us on the trail close to the person of interest.
I'm just going to give you the hint because I don't want to give it too far away, but there are characteristics in the long-form birth certificate as it's released and in the work of another person where signature items were put into the certificate of live birth to identify the forger. And the forger is someone who does not work in government. He worked in the media and is close to the administration and would have been within the circle of friends that may have been called on to do the forgery or participate in the forgery. So I'm going to point out the signature characteristics of the work of this person, the signature characteristics in the document itself, and we're going to ask the public to draw their own conclusions and the person to come forth and explain why those characteristics are there.
So you've looked at this individual's signature, and then you've noticed that it appears...
The way they do their work and the way that the signatures are embedded in this document. You know, every forger, it's like, you know, a forger wants their Mona Lisa to hang in the... In an art gallery, in the Louvre, but they want down the road for some expert to notice a flaw or a signature element where he says, this is not the Mona Lisa, this is done by so-and-so. So the forger wants to be identified. By the way, in using that analogy, the certificate of live birth that the White House released is kind of like a Mona Lisa by numbers. It's that crude.
And you also have discovered initials in the signature, correct?
Well, yes, we have. We've got initials. We've got the. I'm on the track of a person I think that was deeply involved when this was done, and I think we're going to be able to pin this down, not just that it's a forgery, but. at the chain from which the forgery came from within the White House. And I should be able to have this evidence done next week. Also, Alex, I've been releasing, and I will continue to release next week. We could talk about even releasing it, some of it through you. The documents I've got from Kenya, which show that the grandmother's been saying Obama was born there for years. The government, the intelligence services in Kenya have done a search since 2007 for Obama's birth record, and they conclude in government stationery the 1961 birth records in Kenya were criminally altered with an intent to destroy or otherwise disguise Obama birth records in Mombasa. I've got that in government stationery.
Wow, that's breaking here right now.
Right. And I've got the internal reports from the government. They identified Lady Grigg Hospital, a division of what was essentially Mombasa General Hospital, where they focused their investigations and believed the baby was born. But the government of Kenya concluded, the intelligence service, that the family of Obama was trying to hide an important birth fact. They believed the grandmother that he was born in Kenya. They searched and they identified criminal tampering with the birth record, not random criminal tampering, but tampering so as to hide or destroy Obama birth records in Kenya.
And you are going to produce proof from the government.
I've got proof from Kenyan documents, and I can work to get them to your producer. We're going to be publishing them in WorldNet Daily.
Wow, when is that bombshell going
to
drop?
I'll be happy to work with you on that starting Monday.
Okay, clearly, I mean, they've been covering up. They've been acting suspicious. We got the document the day they released it. We hoped it was real because, quite frankly, you know, I'm sick of this. I want to go against his record. But
Alex, I want to say you have done such a great job with your videos. You've done such, you know, WorldNet Daily has been leading this, but I'm going to reach out to the Alex Jones Show, and I'm going to share with you some material so that in your next videos you've got some primary documents and primary work that we're producing at WorldNet Daily. I'm going to make a special effort on this one because you've so impressed me with the extent to which you've exposed this with your videos and your radio show.
Well, thank you. I need to give you then my video editor's email, and then perhaps
we'll
can even...
We'll do all that offline. Let's get all that done offline, and we'll start getting things together next week.
Absolutely. Now, the issue I was getting to is that where there's smoke, there's fire. The evidence of the cover-up, as criminologists will tell you, is generally evidence of the crime. The absconding, the evasion that's going on. To have Esquire, who I've noticed particularly with Obama, is their attack dog.
I agree with that.
Come out with a serious economic warfare, vicious espionage. I mean, that's what it is. An attempt to discredit, destroy, have a recall, a run to return the book. The same day they announced they're going to run on the birth certificate and that we're all a bunch of crazy kooks, this shows that they know this issue isn't going away. And they're scared. I mean, if they knew this wasn't true, they would have just gone forward.
Alex, in the book, I've got 125 exhibits, including the mother's passport records where she crosses off Obama's name to take him off her passport in Indonesia, indicates his Indonesian name, Soy Barka, the school records where in Indonesia he's Barry Sartoro, the administration cannot tolerate if people read this book and see these exhibits. It destroys, this is a Barack Obama, he was adopted in Indonesia, is no longer a natural-born citizen, he's a dual citizen. All the research and evidence I show that Ann Dunham left Hawaii 3 weeks after the baby was born. I've got the college transcripts, I've got the courses she took, the university saying these were night courses, the apartment where she stayed, the babysitter to interview. Ann Dunham did not return to Hawaii until after Barack Obama left. Barack Obama Sr. left. Barack Obama Sr. was never married to Ann Dunham. There was never a marriage ceremony, never a marriage license. They never lived together as man and woman. Ann Dunham had been messing around, spending time in Bill Lederer's bar on Hotel Street in Honolulu, got pregnant, decided she wanted Barack Obama Sr. to be the father. He wasn't real interested, except that it might help him with his immigration and naturalization status to extend his stay in the United States. Lent his name, but didn't commit the ceremony. And Ann Dunham herself ran off to Africa without him in the attempt to convince the African family that she deserved to be their princess. It didn't work. When she got home, Barack Obama still did not want to be her husband, and so she packed up baby 3 weeks later, went off to Seattle, was at the University of Washington in Seattle. That's what happened.
And so what you're saying from your deep research and traveling all over the world, and you have all the proof here in the book, that, by the way, we sell at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore shopping cart, you're saying that not only are they trying to cover up the fact that he was born in Kenya, but that he's a bastard.
Yes, and that the whole circumstances told in Dreams for My Father is a fabrication. Mommy and Daddy never lived together in Honolulu. Abercrombie never saw this little family together. People at the university never visited with the, you know, Obama family and baby, because mommy and baby, 3 weeks after the baby was born, are in Seattle and don't come back to Hawaii until after Barack Obama is gone. Barack Obama Sr. is gone. I've got 8 or 9 articles published in the newspapers. This was the first African student coming to the University of Hawaii. You'd think the local story would be, you know, African comes to the University of Hawaii, meets local girl, gets married, has baby. No. I've got all the addresses where Barack Obama Sr. lived. He lived as a bachelor. He had made no reference in any of the newspapers to having any child or wife in Hawaii.
And well, it's now come out of U.S., just a few weeks ago, big mainstream newspapers and magazines, I'll know you can source them, I just read them a few weeks ago, that he got kicked out of the big U.S. university he was attending because they said it looks like he has multiple wives, women that aren't his wives. He's like a playboy.
At Harvard, this is in the Immigration and Naturalization file. Barack Obama Sr. at Harvard, there was a Kenyan exchange student in Boston. Barack Obama got her pregnant, too. And he had to fly her to London to get an abortion. This is in the Immigration Naturalization Service file. Harvard and the INS concluded that his marriage to Ann Dunham was a sham marriage, just done in order to extend his stay in the United States, say he had a wife and a child that he never married and never lived with. And Harvard decided just to cut off his money because they couldn't put a stop to his philandering.
And by the way, this is all public. I mean,
it's all public info. This comes out of the INS file that's been recently released.
Well, by the way, his dad doesn't even look like him to me.
Well, I think with the story I've just told you about Bill Lederer's bar and Ann Dunham getting pregnant and deciding that, you know, her fairy dream would come true if Barack Obama Sr. would just marry her, then the child could be born and she could go off with him to wherever for graduate student return. He'd become president of Kenya and she'd become Mrs. President. That's what Ann Dunham had in her mind. That's what she told Maxine Bach.
And that's why Obama, Barry Sotero, has always been obsessed with being president, because it was mommy's dream.
Mommy's dream with daddy, who didn't participate. Daddy looked at this woman and he said, look, I don't have any money. I'm trying to get through. He entered, I got the whole record. He entered the University of Hawaii as a junior. I know where he first lived, in the YMCA building. He had no money. He got on the Phi Beta Kappa list and the Dean's list while he was there. 3 years, he had a master's degree. He didn't want to live with this crazy white woman, Ann Dunham, who was determined to tell him, you're the father of my child, and I'll go to Africa to prove your family will accept me.
Sure, so she doesn't even know. She didn't even know.
Probably not.
Tell you what, stay there. This is too important, and this is why they're so scared. We'll be right back in 1 minute with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Incredible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.